KFI AM 640. You have Dr. Wendy Walsh with you. This is the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show. I teach both health psychology, developmental psychology, and intro psychology at Cal State Channel Islands. I no longer have a clinical practice. In a few moments, you are going to meet a very dynamic therapist who can shed a lot of light on our topic today, which is the mental health crisis in our African-American community. And this trailer to a movie, a documentary, came across my desk somehow, and I fell in love with it. And I said, Tawala, find the writer director. Can you find the person? And ta-da-da-da, I would like to welcome Jamil McGinnis. Hi.
Hi, Wendy. How's it going?
Good. So your movie is called Gramercy, and thank you for creating it. And at the end of our little chat, we'll tell people where they can actually stream it and see it. But what gave you the idea? Why did you want to focus on mental health within the Black community?
Of course. Yeah. Well, it all started with just kind of coming to what the truth is for myself. And I'm part of the writer-director team, along with Pat Haywood, who also wrote and directed this movie as well. So I want to make sure I give a big shout out to him. But I think essentially what we wanted to do is we wanted to hone in on the truth of what it means to go through personal dilemmas and things that kind of come to tough times. And I think the harder or the more that we delve into that truth, I think the film became a vessel or a canvas, if you will, in which to paint a very personal truth on how to find comfort within a world where one can create a world within one's head and also the reality that's happening in front of them. So it came from a myriad of different inspirations, but the core and the crux of where the film was birthed, I guess you could say, was to channel in one's truth and see what that could be projected on a screen.
And the movie is, I should say, the darling of international film festivals around the world. So congratulations. It's called Gramercy. What does Gramercy mean?
Yeah, of course. Gramercy in this context is this close kinship, this brotherhood, this connection between these five guys who live in this pocket of Piscataway, New Jersey, and it's a self-proclaimed and deemed area on this map. You won't find Gramercy in plain text on a map, but you will certainly feel it. And it kind of means so many different things. It means, like I said, the brotherhood, that kinship, but it also means a form of just of camaraderie and a thing that the guys use as a way in which to just bring, I guess, in a way, the pureness of what it means to grow up in this area. And it's funny, I guess you can kind of look at the specific definition of Gramercy, and in Old English, it means many thanks. And if anything, Pat and I have always talked about how the film has opened up a world that people can now view themselves through the lens of this film. So if anything, we're very thankful that these guys were able to give us a canvas in which to paint that onto. So it can mean a myriad of different things.
I don't think that the average American, or specifically white Americans, really understand what a crisis it is to endure racial trauma during your development years and during your adult life. What do you hope this movie will achieve?
For sure. I think within the Black community, one thing I would love to have this movie do is just kind of start those conversations. I think particularly within the African-American community, I think Black males, we tend to kind of shy away from conversations that speak to feeling and speak to one's truth. And I think that the more we can do that, the more healing that we can kind of provide for everyone in our community. And that's not only just within the Black males, but as well as African-American women within the community as well. And I think the more that we can look at the truths of our daily lives, I think it can go beyond boundaries of our color. And I think other people can also find those truths and kind of step into this veil of understanding that we all have these personal traumas and we all have the things that we go through on a daily basis. And I think the more empathy that we can try to understand another one's truth, I think a better society in which we'll come to. And by all, I think that it starts with one being able to look at oneself and kind of have these tough questions. And I think one thing that Pat and I always throw around is the more vulnerable that we are with ourselves and the world around us, the more that we can grow. And
so true.
I think that with a film like this, I think the more that we can do that, the better off we'll be.
And I wish we had the time on radio to be here for an hour. I'm sorry. co-writer, director, Jameel McGinnis, the live action short film is called Gramercy. Mm-hmm. Where can people stream it?
Yeah, of course. So we actually just finished up with BFI. I think their last day was actually today. Right now it's screening at AFI and as well as the Chicago International Film Festival. If you want to find out our whole festival listing, you can go to SenecaVillagePictures.com and we have all the festivals there. But right now it's screening at AFI and as well as Chicago International.
You're the best. Thank you. SenecaVillage.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Jameel McGinnis, the co-writer director of the live action short movie Gramercy. You got to check it out. When we come back, I have a marriage and family therapist who is Black and bold, and I love her social media. I love her on television, and she's going to help us solve our problems. Trust me. You're listening to the Dr. Wendy Walsh Show on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.